Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, all, welcome to day 12 of December 2023. This is the USA Audio Network, and the show is raw and unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allen Root, and Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes, maybe parachuting in, maybe helicoptering in, but he is getting here in 60 minutes. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, with a little bit of an attitude tonight, but that's okay. He sort of thinks he's better than everybody, but we'll get through it nonetheless. Once again, you can email me, LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. Throw a message up on the Facebook or Twitter as well with my name attached to it. Let's begin. Consider a time when ideologies threatened the very fabric of freedom. Take you all the way back to the 30s, actually, when the Nazis, infamous for their iron-fisted control, sought dominion over schools, dictating what could and couldn't be taught. Now, does that sound familiar? Right now, we're witnessing a struggle over education with certain agendas trying to rewrite history, shape it in a way that they see fit. Or how about health care? The Nazis aimed to manipulate, to their advantage, health care. Big government interference, slippery slope. Nazis and health care. Guns! The great equalizer! The great defender of liberty. The Nazis knew that by disarming the public, it was the most important step towards absolute power. They try to chip away at your Second Amendment rights. You must remain vigilant, understanding that an unarmed citizenry is as vulnerable as the one the Nazis were going up against. The Nazis loved draining their citizens' hard-earned money to operate their oppressive regime. Have you looked at your taxes lately? The Nazis loved abortion on demand, divisive issues that transcend time. They believed controlling life back in the 30s and 40s. Today we're grappling with the ethical implications of unrestricted abortions. The Nazis and race. Now that's a topic that should unite all of us, not divide us, but the Nazis propagated a twisted ideology that tied worth and identity to race. Does that sound familiar? Your worth is tied to your race, or what sex you choose, or what gender you decide to be. And yes, Nazis tackled and tried to dismantle capitalism, the engine of innovation and prosperity. Nazis always sought to undermine it. And today, don't we see a growing disdain for the economic system that has lifted millions out of poverty? It's the best system we've ever had. Now, you can throw your mud at it all day, twice on Sunday, but there is no system better than capitalism. Every other nation that employs something else has a lower standard of living than we do. So as I run down some of these Nazi tactics, man, doesn't it sound familiar? I know, I hate to do this, because I really hate to be super partisan. But if I look at a checklist of what the Democrats try to do, man, it seems eerily consistent with what the Nazis tried to do. Control schools? Check. Control health care? Check. Take away your guns? Check. Higher taxes? Check, check. Abortions? Euthanasia? Check. Race? Sex? Identifies you? Man, check. The lean towards socialism? Check. Blame capitalism? Check. Doesn't that scare the hell out of you? Shouldn't you be rallying the troops to fight back against this oppression? I always go back to the idea, you feel as free now as you did 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It's impossible to say yes to that. No way. No way. The cost of just living your life. Raise your hand if you're somebody out there who has literally ate away at your savings every single day. I'm raising my hand right now just like you are. Just to live somewhat of the same life you had 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Well, that's not by accident. It's not by accident. We have given away so much of our tax dollars for frivolous causes, wasteful spending, that the American people are the ones that, in the end, will pay the extreme price for this. And when you don't have this kind of accessible resource, things that are important tend to be overlooked for things that seemingly feel good that day. Military, for example. Okay, yeah, we still spend more than everybody else combined, but China is gaining on us. And we only have to screw up once, and you're living a completely different lifestyle. We're sitting at $33 trillion in debt. And the mindset from the left is we'll just print more until the value of the dollar is worth nothing, and your kids are paying this all back. And the spending angle of this is not just a Democrat thing. That's crossing party lines. Republicans just flat out spend too much. There's zero responsibility. And once again, what we spend today, your grandkids will be responsible for if, in fact, America still exists in 50 years. And today, the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, was here asking for more money, almost demanding more money from the American people. How much are we supposed to give? I know people wave it off. Ah, it's another $100 billion. But it's $100 billion here. It's $60 billion there. It's $42 billion there. It's $18 billion there. It's $300 million there. It's $500 million there. It's nonstop every day. The politicians in Washington, open up your checkbook and write checks that we don't have the cash in the bank to cover every single day. Why? Well, because they can. And it helps them get elected because people like stuff. And it seems like people like to give away other people's stuff, like my stuff and your stuff. All right, listen, before I get too deep into the weeds, there's one other thing I want to mention with all of this. And that's your reliance, your dependence on the federal government or the state government, depending upon where you live. I was talking about this yesterday a little bit, and you realize that if the blank really hits the fan and things really go haywire, big flood, big earthquake, knocking out power for a month, something that is off the scales, biblical in nature, you realize that when that happens, there's going to be no government that's going to come and save you. You're on your own. So even though you're digging deep every single day, your tax dollars are going for different programs. And again, my tax dollars, when it goes to fund the military and law enforcement and keeping the roads and bridges safe and clean and clear, I'm all about it. I have no problem paying a fair amount in taxes to keep those specific essential elements of a government moving. But when things really get out of hand and there are 300 million people that are in need of help for whatever reason, again, earthquake, power outage, hurricane, an attack, terror attack that's out of control, or hundreds of thousands of people die, which is not out of the realm of possibility. When that day comes, don't rely on the government to be there for you, because they're not going to be there for you. These phonies in Washington are so shallow and so without substance. Do you think when it actually comes to them or you, they're going to go out of their way and try to save you? It's never going to happen. So the faith that you're putting in Uncle Sam, it was never intended to be that way. You understand that? We're all proud to be an American. I'm very proud. Love my country. Right? I bleed red, white, and blue, 100%. But in a time when it's helter-skelter and everybody's running, you know, for their lives, the government's not coming to save you. So this faith that we put in the government, that it's all-knowing and always doing the right things at the right time, it's based in a bunch of falsities and lies. The government's made up of human beings, and these human beings in your government, in particular the federal government, are selfish in nature, self-serving. And they're always going to be out for number one. And again, history shows you that in particular, the Democrat Party, for reasons I just listed, are secretly or cunningly manipulating you into thinking somehow, some way, they have your best interests at heart. And guess what, guys? They don't. And they never did. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in first hour here on Wayne Allen Root's brilliant broadcast. He'll be here in a little less than an hour. We'll take a short break. We'll come right back. Very interesting guest. You hear him often with me, Stephen Bucci. We're going to get into the weeds on some of this stuff today from the Heritage Foundation. That is coming up next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Wayne Allen Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots payments. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. One of our favorite guests, Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, 40-plus years of military excellence, is joining us.
Let's talk Hamas and the hostages. Last time we chatted, me and you both thought it would be a long shot if any of the hostages got out of this alive. We've seen some. But now they're saying they're not going to let any more out unless all of their demands are met. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's the hostages that are left. It's pretty dubious. There's, you know, even our State Department made the comment that, well, we're not, you know, they're reluctant to release the rest of these females because of what they've done to them and what the evidence will show, so that even the months that are saying, oh, well, that stuff never happened, you know, will have the actual truth that it did happen. I'm talking about the rapes and the abuse and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I hope and frankly I pray that Netanyahu and Gallant and those guys are not deterred by these threats. This is something that I believe Israel has to do. They have to eliminate Hamas. They have to remove them from the game board. And, you know, if you want me to put that in plain terms, they need to destroy Hamas physically, politically, you know, from a power standpoint, or this is just going to continue. It might deter them for a little while, but the leadership of Hamas have already stated that they did all the things that happened on October 7th, despite, you know, their apologists here in America and in the West saying, oh, no, it really didn't happen that way. Hamas has said it happened that way, has posted the videos of it, and they have said with no apology that it's going to happen again. And so to negotiate with them, to, you know, take extra steps like to pull troops out or anything like that, to get is a fool's errand. I don't think they're going to get out. I think they will be, maybe a few more would get out. And if we can get them out, that's great. But they should not give up the momentum that they have now to have it occur. Because I think Hamas, in some cases, some of these people are probably already dead. In others, they have been tortured so horrifically that Hamas cannot afford to let them out. And the last one is, Hamas is filled with a bunch of lunatics who think it's fun to torture and abuse people. And I think that the chances of those folks getting out unscathed or, even just managing to survive is pretty low.
How close, Stephen, is Israel to achieving their objective to completely destroying Hamas?
Well, I don't know. To be honest with you, it would be a complete guess on my part. They've made a lot of progress. They've killed a lot of Hamas fighters and captured a bunch of others. Those captures will hopefully lead to finding and eliminating others, particularly those in leadership. But thus far, the leaders that they've taken, for the most part, are the tactical leaders. They're the local guys leading this stuff. Now, they were the ones who did the attack.
Right.
Who physically executed it. But they're not the ones who originated the idea. They're not the ones who planned it. We really need to see Israel take those folks out. And right now, they're being protected by Qatar, by threats from Turkey, from other places. I don't think eventually that's going to restrain Israel. I think that we'll see those folks get taken out, but the sooner that happens, the better. For people to say, oh my gosh, if Israel doesn't stop, Hamas is going to start shooting rockets at them. Really? Did they ever stop? And the answer to that is no, they have never stopped.
Nope.
Since their rocket campaigns funded and equipped and fueled by Iran started, it has not stopped. We need to send a message. We, the United States, in tandem with Israel, need to start sending messages to these guys that this will not stand. I don't know if Joe Biden's administration is up to it, but the idea that they took the retaliation against the Houthis off the table. Why? Why would you do that?
Stephen, let me jump in. We got to take a quick break. We're going to keep Stephen Bucci around for a little bit. I got a lot to ask him. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. We'll talk all things Hamas in Israel. Don't move. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
War now.
USA USA News update. House Speaker Mike Johnson claims the White House is obstructing the inquiry into President Biden. To address this, he deems it essential to hold a vote this week to formalize the impeachment inquiry.
To fulfill our constitutional responsibility, we have to take the next step. We're not making a political decision. It's not. It's a legal decision.
The vote to authorize the investigation may take place as early as Wednesday. The Israel-Hamas conflict is now in its 67th day. The United Nations General Assembly poised to vote today on an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. Since the conflict began on October 7th, approximately 90% of Gaza's population has been displaced. A number of economists anticipate the Federal Reserve initiating interest rate cuts as soon as June. In a recent CNBC Fed survey, over half of the 35 participating experts share this view, a figure that should reach 70% by July. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Gate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show.
I trust them. I personally buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver. That's what you want. Physical gold and silver, not stock market gold and silver. Physical gold and silver that you can put in your IRA, your SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured, A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau. When it comes time to sell, Goldgate Capital makes it easy. They'll buy the metals back for you if you ever decide to sell. And when you mention Wayne Alaroot, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you've worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Call Goldgate Capital now. Tell them Wayne Reed sent you and get up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. What are you waiting for? 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. Our good friend Stephen Bucci is joining us from the Heritage Foundation. And I know we talk to him quite often, but he is a go-to guy when it comes to all things military. And Stephen, before the break, we were talking a little bit about proportionality when it comes to a response in military matters. And my question is pretty simple. When did we become this country that is so focused on proportion and a proportioned response? We used to be a nation of the scorched earth policy, where if you wronged us, then we would lay waste to you and we would win the conflict. We're not like that anymore.
The first time I saw it really come into the fore was, you know, when I was younger, watching us in Vietnam, where that idea came up. Oh, well, if the Viet Cong shoot at us with a rifle, we can't shoot back at them with a machine gun. We can only shoot back at them with rifles. And that was in the latter part of the Vietnam War. It was in response to people saying, oh, you know, just because you get one rifle shot from a village, you can't napalm the whole village. Okay, I get that. That's the don't, you know, deliberately harm civilians. You know, very different than what we had in World War II, where we, both sides, but we really took it to the apex of, no, we have to make the entire population pay a price to get the government to stop doing what they're doing, to take down their industrial base, to make them feel the pain that they have caused by starting this conflict. We went away from that after the Korean War and into Vietnam, and it's kind of stuck to a degree, or, you know, greater or lesser degree, depending on the conflict you're talking about. But with Israel, it gets played to the hilt that, oh, you know, you can't go in and just, you know, take down all of Gaza. Well, Israel has said, sorry, we've waited long enough. We've got to take down all of Gaza, not kill all the Gazans that are, you know, the Palestinians that live in Gaza en masse. They're trying to still protect them, but they recognize they can't protect them all. That Hamas is deliberately using them as shields, building things underneath the hospitals. We now have legions and legions of evidence of that. And, you know, Israel saying, look, we're really sorry. We don't want to hurt the civilians, but if they're in the way, that's what's going to happen. They need to move out of the way. Or, as Bibi finally said, hey, you know, somebody ought to just tell Hamas to surrender. Don't just tell us to back off. Tell Hamas to give up, to move out, and then the Gazans can live in peace. But you know what? No offense to the folks, but a lot of those Palestinian civilians, they are cheerleaders for Hamas. Some of them are not, granted. And they are really starting to understand what a bad decision it was 20 years ago to vote for Hamas and put them in power and then never have another election. But that's what they got, and lots of them cheered and then abused the hostages when they brought them in, and some of them when they were leaving. I'm sorry, those people are not innocent civilians anymore.
Right.
They have put themselves in the crosshairs. And that doesn't mean you go in and just carpet bomb all of the Gaza Strip. But people need to understand there are seemingly degrees of innocence, and the Palestinian people there, many of them are not quite as clean-handed as we would like to portray in the press. Hamas are the actual killers, but the cheerleaders for them, they bear some of the responsibility as well.
Stephen Bucci with the Heritage Foundation joining us. Maybe this is just a very oversimplification of this, and you can straighten me out if I'm wrong, but it does seem like ever since we did remove that scorched earth policy where we want to win wars, not just participate, get a participation trophy, things have come apart at the seams around the globe. People understand that they can now poke the bear without repercussions.
Yeah, you know, I'll give you one example. During the Trump administration, we've talked about this one before, there was one time in Syria when we sent people in to help the Syrian resistance against Bashar al-Assad, and the guys at our base, there was a bunch of special forces guys together with some of the locals, and they said, we're under attack, and it looks to us, I mean, some of it are the Syrian military, but a whole bunch of them are Russian, and it was the Wagner group. And they called back to Washington and said, you know, what can we do? What should we do? And so that, you know, the leaders were all wringing their hands, and they finally went to President Trump and said, well, you know, what can we let them do? They're Russians. And he said, if the Russians are there attacking our troops, have them kill them. And they did. They unleashed American air power as well as some of our other precision munitions. And they killed about 350 Russian mercenaries. And you know what? The Russians didn't do it again.
Thank you. That's it.
Yeah. It, you know, and look, Lee, I recognize that when you're fighting people like the Hamas, it's not like you're fighting against Germany,
right,
or, you know, another European country that has values, both religious and cultural, that are identical to ours. The Hamas, the Houthis, Hezbollah, they have their cultural and religious beliefs based on the Quran are different than ours. And, you know, their willingness to sacrifice civilians, even their own wives and children,
right,
are different than ours. That, you know, but the issue of overwhelming force as a means of deterrence for future actions still applies. It applies better with people who think like us. Usually you don't have to get to that point. You threaten it, you show that you have the capability, and they back off. These guys don't, because they're willing to sacrifice. But the only way to get them to stop, you can't do it with negotiation. They say, no, we don't have anything to negotiate. Either all these Jews die, or we're going to keep fighting.
Right.
So why do people continue to suggest that we, well, let's make a small concession here. That'll meet their needs, and then they'll back off. They will not do it. They will keep coming at you until you not only poke them in the nose, but you jump on top of them and start wailing on them until they realize, man, this was a bad idea.
Stephen, I can't tell you how many soldiers I've run across in my days doing this, broadcasting, whether they were out hawking a book or just folks in general when we're sitting down having a conversation, who have gone out of their way to tell me how many friends they lost because of rules of engagement. This has got to infuriate you.
No, you are 100% right. And I will tell you a quick story. Doesn't have to do with the Americans. This was when the Russians were in Afghanistan. The Soviet Union, they invaded, and the Mujahideen started to resist them. So the Russian Spetsnaz guys captured a couple, and they strapped them to the muzzles of tank guns, you know, like stretched across with the muzzle right in their chest.
Right.
And they fired the tank guns, blew these guys to pieces, and then left all the parts laid on the ground, drove away, so their buddies could come back and find them. Thinking, this will send a message to these mountain people, they'll stop this. You know what the response was? The Mujahideen said, wow, we got some guys who finally understand. they went in, captured several of the Spetsnaz operators, and the next morning when their colleagues found them, they had been staked out in an open area and had been skinned and were still alive. Not for much longer. And then the Spetsnaz realized, this is a different cat here.
Right.
You can't do this the way we've done it before. You've got to try and overwhelm them, and they were never able to. So the idea of having restricted rules of engagement, particularly in Afghanistan, is kind of ludicrous. It just would not work, will not work, and it didn't.
Stephen, I honestly wish we had another hour to speak today because we're just kind of dipping our toe into the deep end of the pool here. But we always appreciate your input, your insight. It's always fantastic to get a chance to talk with you about this because you have been boots on the ground and you give everybody a specific idea of what's actually happening, whether it be in Ukraine or, in this case, in Israel with Gaza and all that is surrounding that. So I thank you very much, Stephen Bucci, S. Bucci on the Twitter. Follow him there, and you will not be disappointed. All right, we've got to take a short break. Once again, Wayne Allen Root will be here right after the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at LeeElsie.com. Feel free to email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. We do have a Twitter page as well. Plus, if you subscribe to my YouTube page, that'll be kind of cool. You can see some videos of me out and about. Again, Lee Elsie on the YouTube and LeeElsie/Voice of Freedom on Facebook. Don't move. We'll come right back. You're listening again to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Alaroot for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, Wayne Alaroot. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all 3 products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right now, you can eliminate...
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Of this segment of the show, and it is My Pillow, Mike Lindell's company, because you should be spending your money with patriotic companies and with great patriots, great conservatives, brave men. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAR. It's that simple. And you save up to 66% on everything you buy, from slippers, my slippers, to my pillows and my pillow mattress tops and my pillow towel sets, my pillow bed sheets, my pillow beach towels, my pillow beach blankets, my pillow travel pillows, my pillow dog beds. And I'm sure if I know Mike Lindell, he's expanding by the minute to more and more products. I know he just added coffee, my coffee. So save up to 66% with everything at his store. It's the new alternative to Amazon, and it's a fantastic store, and you're giving your money to a conservative at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAR, Wayne Allen Root, WAR, W-A-R.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network. Never before in American history have college campuses exerted such a great and destructive influence on our American kids. Academia has become a cancer, metastasizing through its vital organs. The radical left is the cause. Most obviously, though, the one-party campuses, having graduated an entire generation of young Americans indoctrinated into their ideas. Professors using an unfair advantage, students' immaturity, and indoctrinating them into the teachers' opinions and penalizing them if they don't agree with them. Imagine sending your child to school, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars only to have them be churned out like a drone, basically a mirror image of every single thought and action from a university professor. Optimists, maybe they see hope in these universities as they become a little bit more contentious with some pushback, but the radical control of the campuses is more complete today than it ever was. An advanced society cannot tolerate the capture of its educational system by a fringe political sect that depresses and despises the Constitution of the United States and the way we live our life, what we want in it, the freedom of it. We have no choice. We must take back control of higher education
from these cultural vandals who want to stick a stake through the heart of individual thought. How do you stop them? Well, you can go state by state. Lawmakers can push back and pull funding for some of these state-run schools. Employers should notice the difference between educated and indoctrinated kids. When you have a job that's open and you're trying to fill that job and somebody is sitting in front of you with a degree from Harvard or Yale, well, look at them and talk to them. Just because they've got a fancy degree doesn't necessarily mean that they're the right person that you want to hire for that job. Are they educated or are they indoctrinated? There's a big difference. So the power ultimately resides with all of us. We can push back. If enough parents, if enough students, if enough people in general say enough is enough, we're tired of this ridiculous version of college education, and we're not going to pay for it anymore. We're going to look for alternative education avenues. Then maybe if you hit them and hit them in the pocketbook hard and cause these big left-leaning universities to buckle a little bit, maybe in the end there can be some pushback. And maybe in the end you can save this educational system. The biggest threat to our future isn't climate change, nor is it China, not even the national debt. It's the tyrannical grip that a hopeless, corrupt education now has on our national life and has on your kids and soon to be your grandkids. You've got to push back, get in the game, and fight back against this progressive education. And let me just end with this. There was a time when education was one of the most revered and sought after avenues in your life, right? As you were growing up, your family, your mom, your dad, got to get a college education. Got to go get that education if you want to make something out of your life. And even today, there's a certain amount of truth to that, although tech educations and trade schools have, in some cases, usurped the average education because these folks, you know, come out of high school or come out of the trade school ready to start earning a living. So, you know, they're $300,000 ahead when the college student is $500,000 behind before they even hit the workforce. But that's secondary. What I'm trying to get to is there was once a time when college was this free exchange of ideas. And I lay this at the feet of the educators. You need to be better. You need to put your own personal biases away when you're teaching these classes. Let the kids figure out what path they want to follow on their own. And they certainly don't need an ugly bias that pressures them with bad grades for thinking a certain way. If you're doing that, shame on you. You should never do that as an educator. And you know it. I just wanted to throw that out there. All right, I'm out of time. Wayne Allen Root is here, and he is ready to rock and roll, and he is up next, ladies and gentlemen. I know you missed him. You missed him yesterday, but he is back. Don't move. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.